The permanent representative of the Angola's mission to the United Nations, Francisco da Cruz, highlighted the commitment of the Angolan government in integrating water sanitation and hygiene into the national development initiatives. The program is in line with Angola 2050 long-term strategy and commitments made at international level. Francisco da Cruz was speaking on the informal plenary meeting on Sustainable Development Goal 6, Clean Water and Sanitation for All, said that the country has adopted clear and measurable targets that allow for systematic monitoring progress towards long-term objectives, with an emphasis on environmental protection, sustainable management of water resources, and improvement of basic sanitation, especially in rural and peri-urban areas.
Universal access to clean water and sanitation is an essential pillar for the promotion of sustainable development. The Pact for the Future and the Compromiso de Sevilla, the outcome document from the International Conference on Financing for Development, are the most recent examples of our global commitment to achieving sustainable management of water resources and improving basic sanitation for all. In Angola, the government has integrated the water sanitation and hygiene wash sector into a national development initiatives and the general state budget in line with Angola 2050 long-term strategy and commitments made at the international level. And our national development plan 2023-2027, the country has adopted clear and measurable targets that allow for systematic monitoring of progress towards long-term objectives, with an emphasis on environmental protection, sustainable management of water resources, and improvement of basic sanitation, especially in rural and peri-urban areas. The plan highlights the importance of WASH-related programs, which represent a significant commitment by the Angolan government to promote sustainable management of natural resources, ensure universal access to safe drinking water under the Water for All initiative, improve sanitation and environmental quality, and strengthen the country's resilience against the challenges of climate change.
Francisco da Cruz also said that Angola is responding to climate change through an integrated approach to water resource management with initiatives like the Kafue Canal in Cunene province.
In fact, Angola is responding to climate change through an integrated approach to water resource management with initiatives like the Kafue Canal, which consists of a system for capturing and transferring water from the Cunene River to several towns through a 160-kilometer-long pipeline. This project is benefiting 235,000 inhabitants and irrigating 5,000 hectares of agricultural fields. The government's efforts are also contributing to gender equality and youth empowerment by actively engaging women in the water management and training young people in the maintenance of water infrastructure. Angola remains committed to the African Union Agenda 2063, including the implementation of the Program for Infrastructure Development in Africa, PIDA, and cooperation in management of transboundary water basins, as well as to the International Decade for Action, Water for Sustainable Development, 2018-2028.
The Angolan diplomat called for increased concessional financing and official development assistance for water and sanitation projects to African countries.
We reiterate our call for increased concessional financing and official development assistance, ODA, for water and sanitation projects, particularly to African countries, to achieve the Sustainable Development Goal 6, a critical enabler of progress across the entire 2030 agenda. As we enter the final 5 years of its implementation, let's renew our global commitment for a surge in investment, innovation, and political will underpinned by the principles of multilateralism and international solidarity. To conclude, the 2026 United Nations Water Conference, to be co-hosted by the United Arab Emirates and Senegal, represents a key opportunity to mobilize this spirit and advance a more water-secure, a resilient future for all.
That was the permanent representative of the Angola's mission to the United Nations, Francisco da Cruz.